So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone, or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
I really want to see a ghost. I can't wait to see a ghost. I can't wait to interact with something that's haunted. Those are phrases, those are things that I hear quite often from people. And my response is usually pretty much the same. You can probably already think about what that response is, and you probably know exactly what it's going to be. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Let's say it together. Be careful what you wish for. Sometimes it's not a matter of wishing. It's more so a matter of just accepting and understanding this ability that one seems to have that many others do not. I would certainly say it's a minority of the population that has this ability. And I don't think it necessarily goes and seeks out any one race, religion, ethnicity, sex, anything. It's just, it's there or it's not. I think it's fairly evenly distributed amongst human beings. But my guess would be that we're probably talking maybe 5 to 10% of the population as a whole. That's my random pull a number out of the air number. I don't know. There's no real scientific way to answer that question. But when you have that ability, it is certainly evidence, and it can be confusing. It can be a gift. It can be almost like a superpower, or it can be one of the most frustrating, horrible skills that you can't control that plagues you day in and day out. It's all a matter of perspective. You know, I'm someone who always tries to, or at least I think I like to try to make the best of whatever situation I'm in. I don't consider myself sensitive. If I were on the 1 to 10 on the scale, maybe a 1. I can kind of feel eeriness or oddness here and there, but I'm not one who can see things others cannot, or hear things others cannot, or really, as far as I'm aware, facilitate a message. But I can kind of tell if something's a bit off. At least I like to think I can. Others are far more skilled in that area. I think something you might be born with. But what about that? What if only you can see it? Only you can sense it? Others around you are not even remotely aware, or are like me and just like, yeah, something feels off, but what are you getting? And it's this whole litany of stuff. Sometimes just being able to talk about it with your loved ones or your circle of friends, you may discover, hey, someone else has that skill too. As one person in one of our stories does, turns out maybe this is a genetic thing that's going on in a family, but no one has ever spoken of it. Only you can see. That is today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, EPP bonus episode number 314. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. When you're outside at night, and let's say you're sitting on your porch and you have your porch light on, what's going on? You know, just 2 seconds, take a second to think about it. What is going on around that light? Yeah, there's a gazillion moths. And we're talking, you know, obviously you need to be in the right, you know, temperature environment, but if it's remotely warm out, you're going to have bugs and moths and all sorts of stuff just swarming to that light. They're attracted to it. There's something about it that they want to go towards the light. Are people like that with spirits? Are all of us a little bit varying in terms of how bright our light is? Some of us are very dim. Some of us are maybe even completely off or a different color. Some of us maybe are a red light. Are moths attracted to a red light? I don't know. But some of us are just a shining beacon that seems to attract almost anything and everything when it comes to the spirit world. It's a good way of looking at someone who is sensitive or an empath. Quite often those lights to the spirit world are quite bright. In our next story, we hear about one such woman who makes that realization as she recounts the various encounters from the other side, including an encounter that involves her small child and a spirit that is very curious about the baby. Take a listen. I wanted to share an experience in this past weekend. We're slowly coming out of quarantine in our area. My husband and I have been working from our home with our one-year-old daughter for the past 3 months, while we try to stay sheltered from COVID. My husband felt comfortable meeting his coworkers and friends for dinner and drinks Saturday night at a local pub, so I was home alone with our daughter, Cecilia, for a good part of the evening. I was excited for him to have a chance to get out of the house, and I was honestly looking forward to having some time alone with the baby. After my daughter and I had dinner, my mom called and decided to come over for an impromptu girls' night. Although I am comfortable being alone in our house, I was looking forward to my mom stopping over. We live in a quiet neighborhood with great neighbors. Our house is a 100-year-old ranch-style home with an open floor plan. We bought our house when our daughter was 2 weeks old from a flipper. Everything has been newly renovated. We have 2 bedrooms with a Jack and Jill bathroom between the bedrooms upstairs. Our living room, dining room, and kitchen are open to each other. We have a laundry and family room in the finished part of the basement, with a storage section around the corner in the unfinished part of the basement. We typically spend family time in the basement in our family room because of all the toys and the big TV. It's also the most toddler-proof room in the house. So my mom gets to my house. We were all hanging out in the family room as usual. Almost immediately, my dog starts pestering her. He wanted to go outside. She takes him out wherever she is because he's a smoker and does not like to go out alone. She gave in quickly and agreed to take him out. She went upstairs to use the restroom before going out. When she left the family room, my daughter toddled over to the gate and started to whine. She was tired and wanted Grandma to stay and play. Instead of letting her whine for Grandma, I decided we should just go outside with my mom. After all, it was a beautiful, warm evening, and the sun was just starting to set. When I came up the stairs from the basement, I heard my mom walking quickly out of the bathroom and into the kitchen, near the back door and the stairs. She had a strange look on her face. I asked if everything was okay, and she mumbled something like, yeah, and changed the subject. She washed her hands in the kitchen sink. I thought it was odd, but I ignored it. We took the dog out and went back to the family room. After a bit more playing and some milk, it was bedtime for the baby, and just like every other night, I took her to her crib and laid her down. Sometimes she fusses a bit, but within a couple of minutes, she gets comfortable and falls asleep. The night she fussed a bit when I first put her in her crib, but she was already lying down by the time I got to the door. I headed back downstairs to watch a movie with my mom, and when I got downstairs, I sat down on the couch with her and pulled up the camera app on my phone to check in on the baby. I watched her fall asleep on the camera and closed the app. About 20 minutes later, I thought I heard a noise from upstairs. I was not expecting my husband home anytime soon. It was only 9:15 p.m. My daughter was an excellent sleeper. She sleeps 10 to 12 hours at night and naps regularly during the day. She's consistently slept through the night since she was 4 months old, so it would be surprising if she woke up after I watched her fall asleep. I opened the camera app and it opens on mute automatically, so I tapped to turn sound on. I could see my daughter lying on her stomach, but she was tossing around and starting to sit up. When the volume turned on, I heard a woman's voice on the camera. My blood ran cold. It startled me and I jolted back. Immediately, I reasoned it had to be feedback or a toy. At this point, my mom is sitting next to me on the couch. "What was that?" my mom's voice trembled. I shushed her so I could listen. It had to be a toy or a weird glitch. My daughter was sitting up and starting to cry, and I heard a woman again. I couldn't make out anything she said. It was brief, quick, and a choppy noise. It was absolutely a woman's voice. My mom and I jumped off the couch simultaneously. And at this point, I could hear my daughter crying louder, almost screaming. I was sure someone was in her room. Grab him, I gestured to the dog. My mom had a hold of his collar and was following me to the stairs. I needed to get my daughter out of that room. I needed to protect her. When we were at the base of the stairs, I heard the very distinct sound of a heavy footstep. With our house being 100 years old, the floor creaks loudly when you walk across it. My mom still had a hold of the dog behind me, and I hoped it was my husband coming home, but I knew better. When I got to the kitchen, I saw the side door was still locked. My husband's car was not in the driveway. I was hit with another wave of adrenaline and fear. We kept a loaded handgun in our bedroom for this exact reason. Our bedroom connects to our daughter's through the bathroom. It's easily accessible to me on the way into her room, so I grab it. I take a deep breath, ready to confront whoever is in my daughter's room. My mom is outside my daughter's bedroom door holding the dog back. I'm in the bathroom with my hand on the doorknob to my daughter's bedroom, and I quietly turn the handle. I heard the voice. I heard it with my own ears. Not through the camera, I heard the woman on the other side of the door. I flung the door open and the room is empty, except for my daughter. She's in her crib to my left, screaming with tears streaming down her face. My mom rushes in and grabs her. I checked the closets, under the bed, the windows, and there was no indication anyone was in the house. Everything was locked in its place. The dog was searching and sniffing. He was on alert. My mom was holding my daughter in the kitchen. My daughter was almost hyperventilating. She was terrified. I went to take her from my mom, and she turned away from me. She was afraid of me. She even cried louder if I touched her. It was very strange. I stood facing my mom in the living room, running through what just happened in my head. What is happening? What was that? My mom whispered. She was obviously very frightened. I don't know, was all I could offer in response. I tried to form a logical explanation. I went to the bedroom and looked at any toys that made noise, trying to find something that sounded familiar. The room felt heavy. I asked my mom to come into the room to listen and see if anything could pass for that voice, and she was still holding the baby when she came into the room. My daughter started crying immediately. Go, 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 she kept saying between cries, pointing and reaching for the door. I knew something else was in that room. I walked out and stood in the living room with my mom and daughter. My mom knew something was happening too. This was not the first time we had been through this. I have experiences with paranormal as far back as I can remember. My mom was there on several occasions. In the years since my daughter was born and we had lived in the house, I had not had anything out of the ordinary happen. That night I knew something was there, and I was upsetting my baby. I had to do something. Calmly but firmly, I repeated, "This is my house, and you are not welcome here. You need to leave. You're upsetting the baby, and you need to go. You do not belong here. This is my house, and you are not welcome here." I repeated this several times throughout the upstairs. The paranormal frightening my mother much more than it frightens me. She was standing perfectly still with my daughter in the kitchen. I walked back to her. "What do we do?" she asked. Her voice was trembling. She continued in a hushed whisper, "Was it Grandma? Do you think she came to visit Cecilia?" I knew it was not my great-grandmother. She would not scare the baby. I would have known if it was my grandma. It was awfully close to my grandmother. My daughter is even named after her. I think she comes to visit from time to time, but this was not one of those times. As we stood in the living room, I suggested we go downstairs to try to watch the movie. My daughter could come down with us and calm down. I could tell my mom wanted to leave. I was trying to convince her nothing was going to hurt us when all the hair on my left arm stood up. The tingling rushed up my neck and face. I glanced at my arm and I had large, visible goosebumps. Before I could say anything, my mom frantically blurted, "I just got chills. I just got chills. I have goosebumps." "So do I. It's okay," I tried to reassure her. My daughter started whimpering again. I opened the camera app to see if I could see anything in her room, and as soon as the camera loaded, I heard a crash from the bedroom and nearly jumped out of my skin. My mom was heading towards the door with the baby. And that's where we're going to pause the preview portion of this week's EPP bonus episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. In part two, the rest of the story, we'll dive into it, where that mother fears for her daughter's safety as a heavy entity likes to camp out in her room late at night. And a woman connects the paranormal dots in her life in both the waking and dreaming hours. You don't want to miss it. You'll get this episode and all 314 bonus episodes when you become an extra podcast person. We call them EPPs. You sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. It's only $5 a month to sign up. You get access to all the episodes. You get advanced episodes of the show, all commercial free. You get our archive of episodes. You also get our ebook and our audiobook, both Amazon and Audible bestsellers. Those normally are like $15 a pop if you buy them separately. We throw those into our EPPs for free, so you get that right away when you sign up. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories to support the program. Get all the extras and help keep us on the air. We greatly appreciate your support. Until next time, for all of us at Real Ghost Stories Online, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.